This is tape P660906, recording of Pickery's Kinship Terms done at Taos with Mr. Martinez. What is the Pickery's word for father?
Tamene.
And more than one?
Tamene.
And to whom would you, who uses this word? You talk about my father?
My father, yeah, Untamene, my father.
Would you use this word for the father-in-law? Say, Margaret's father, would you say that about him?
Well, if it's talking about her father, she has to say Untamene.
Yeah, if she was and talking, then, but if you were talking, would
yeah,
you say that?
Yeah, you can, Untamene.
Do you ever say this just to an old man as a kind of term of respect? Do you ever say that?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
To an old man?
To the old man, yeah.
My father?
Yeah, my father. Kitamini, yeah. The old our people, we all say Kitamini.
Meaning our father.
Our father, yeah.
All the people together.
It's a respect, you know.
Yeah.
How would you call somebody, if he's died, your father who is dead, how would you talk about him? What would you call him?
My late father.
My late father. How would you say my late father?
Antamwepu'e. Antamwepu'e. My late father.
The one who was
who
my
was,
father.
Yeah, who
yeah,
was my father.
Oh, is that what it is?
Antamwepu'e.
That's the word Leah was. Who the past and the ain't, the relative.
Okay. Is there anybody else you would use this to, aside from an old man, your own father?
Yes, but that come up later, you know. If a person that baptized a child, you know, they call him Abatamini. That means the Baptist father.
Is that the water?
Yeah.
The Godfather.
The Godfather.
How do you say that?
Abe Atamini. Abe Atamini.
What is that right there?
That means head, water,
father.
Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Would you say that into the microphone?
Abe Atamini.
Yeah. That means the
Godfather.
The Godfather.
Yeah.
If you have a godfather for your child, what do you call him? What is he to you?
Well, it's in Spanish that compadre. Compadre.
Compadre.
Compadre.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you have any short forms for father, like we would say daddy or dad or papa or pa or anything like that?
No,
do you have?
No, yeah, just.
You don't have anything like toma?
No.
What about this? This word, ata.
Oh, that's the child, yeah.
The child would say that
to
his father.
Like saying papa. Or maybe a grown up would say that to his father, you know, ata.
Like that's dad or daddy or something like that.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's not a short saying.
How do you say that?
Ata. Ata, it's father too. Ata.
You don't have anything now in Taos. They have a form like tita, which is sort of like daddy or like ata and pictures. You don't have anything like that.
No.
Okay.
Do you people ever address a person with a thing on the end, which means the little or something? Do you ever say anything like tam o? Little father.
Yeah, tam one. Yeah.
Do you say that?
Yeah, tam one. Yeah.
What is
that?
My little father.
Little father means.
Yeah.
That's a sweet word, you know.
Yeah, when you want to be affectionate.
Yeah, affectionate.
Like
that.
I see.
What is the word for mother?
Gyani.
And more than one?
Gyani.
And when you use this to your own mother, you wouldn't call your mother-in-law mother by any chance, would you?
Well, we might.
You might.
Yeah.
I call his mother Mama because
sure.
I don't have my own mother's
that's
dead.
That's sort of respect.
Yeah, yeah, that means a little.
Do you ever say if they're talking about the old ladies, could they say our mothers like he and then this word
Oya
is
it's the same word.
That's like
mama,
like
mama,
mama,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oya.
Oh, yes, okay. Do you have any short form like you have for Atta, for daddy or something? Do you have one for the mother?
That's
this
just
the one.
Do you have anything like Ka'u or something like that? No.
Well,
that's
Taos.
Yeah.
That's Taos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does this Oya ever used for addressing the sisters of your mother, like your aunts, or do you use that only to your mother?
Just
your
mother, yeah. Just your mother, Oya.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the word for child?
Or only.
No, is that a boy?
Or
any child?
Any child, yeah. Either a girl or a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But
does this also mean my son if you say
my son.
But but if you otherwise how
in
would
other
you
word, in other words that's another way of saying an oak I a that's my son. So an oak I a
that's
what
that's
the let me check and see.
I-A.
Now, how would you say more than one child? And give me the plural form of the of child.
Only.
And that means children.
Children,
boys or
girl,
girls.
Or girl, yeah.
Now, supposing you say my children, how would you say that?
And then only.
And that can mean boys or girls.
Or girls, either.
But
way.
If you just say my, then it means son.
Son. My, it's a.
My child,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, when this form, an ok, I a, my son or my child, and if there were more than, if you were talking to several of them, my children, how would you say that?
And then, oni.
Oh, that's when you talk to them.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about them to somebody else, can you say, an ok I a ne or something like that.
And then oh or an ok I no you can't an ok I is just one.
Just one.
You're taking two one, yeah.
Okay. Now do the Picarese usually address young men, let's say, by this. Would you say to a young man, my son, if he was, you know, very much younger than you are, even if he's not your own child,
mm-hmm.
would you say this, an o one?
Oh yeah, you can, yeah.
You could say
mm-hmm.
that to him,
yeah, mm-hmm.
to one
yeah.
person who isn't your own
yeah,
child.
Mm-hmm. Or either an o one talking to all of them, see.
Mm-hmm.
To all the young
people. Yeah, no, young people, yeah.
Uh-huh.
My sons.
My
sons,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In that's in giving an address. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, see.
How would you say my family?
My family?
Yeah.
It's almost the same as, and then, the whole family.
That means my family.
Yeah,
oh,
the
my,
same thing.
My children.
Yeah, my children, yeah.
Yeah.
How would you say daughter?
I'm Piwini.
Just not my daughter, just daughter.
I'm Piwini, Piwini.
All right, more than one?
Piwini.
You would say that the same as you would say my son to a younger person, just when you're talking
right.
to him
mm-hmm.
friendly. So.
Can you say, an
piu kai e? An piu oni. That's another way, it's a small one.
Small.
Calling her.
Little
you know,
girl.
Little girl, yeah.
Would you ever put this this I a on the end of it? Would you say, an piu kai e?
No.
You
uh-uh,
never say
uh-uh.
that.
An piu oni.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right.
You only.
Okay. What is the older brother? Word for older brother?
My older brother?
Just older brother.
Oh, older brother. Papa, Papa Sosene. Papa Sosene.
Papane.
Papane, yeah.
What's the difference between that
and Papa? Papane is a brother.
Brother.
Yeah.
Oh.
Papane is a brother. See?
Oh. That means younger or older?
Yeah.
Papane.
Just like saying a child or a brother. Well, there's two of them, two brothers, one older and this younger, see?
Yeah.
The younger will say, I'm papa, see?
The older one.
Yeah. I'm papa, it's his brother, see?
All right. Mm-hmm. But if you just say a brother, then you say papane.
Papane, yeah.
Uh-huh. And how do you say a lot of brothers?
Papane. Papane is
a lot of brothers. And that includes both younger brothers and older
mm-hmm,
brothers.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You don't have a word separate that means younger
we,
brother.
We do. We do, a younger one, the older brother, we call him the younger brother, Ayini, Ayini, that's his Ayini, see?
Mm-hmm.
That shows that he's older than this
oh,
other one.
I see.
Yeah. Ayini or Ayini. Ayini is better.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
Mm-hmm. Do they actually still use these?
Oh, yeah, they still use them.
Yeah. How about brother-in-law? What would you call your brother-in-law?
Brother-in-law?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's...
Well, could you use this word for him, just brother?
You could call him brother.
Yeah, you can call him brother, yeah.
If your wife had a brother,
mm-hmm.
You could just call him
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about, supposing you have step-brothers or half-brothers, do you have special terms or you just call them brother?
Just call them brothers.
You don't call them
no.
The way we do.
Mm-mm.
Now, do you have, this word, apa, what does that mean?
Apa means a brother, too.
That's like affectionate term?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like daddy
mm-hmm.
or mother.
Yeah, daddy or mother, apa.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call... this to any man who's your own age, who's very friendly with, do you ever call him brother instead of anything else or not?
Oh, well, yeah, I think you do because sometimes you see an older man, you call him brother, see?
An older man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if he's younger than you, then you call him
mm-hmm.
See?
A younger brother.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You can use these outside the family
to,
for close friends.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to ask you, remember we got the, we talked about this once before, we got the word for potatoes, which is a Spanish word.
Oh, yeah.
Does that sounds something like this word for brother, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Papane. Papane. Papane, it's almost the same, but you can easily tell the difference.
We can.
Yeah, we have this already, but let's get it again because it's such a slight difference.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I want to get the difference. Now, you say a brother, the
mm-hmm.
word brother.
Yeah. Papane.
And then you say the word for potatoes now?
Papane. Papane, brother. Papane, potato.
Yeah.
Can tell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
there's
is
also a length difference.
This is getting the
mm-hmm.
yeah. Well, there's always a length difference.
Yeah.
And then if you want to say I saw the brother, you would say.
Ti papa monon. Ti papa monon.
And how would you say I saw the potatoes?
Ti papa monon. Ti papa monon.
The same way?
Mm-mm.
No?
Ti papa monan, I saw my brother. Ti papa monan, I saw the potato.
Ah, alright, I got that one.
It's so different, you know.
Shut up,
you know.
Now, what is the word you gave us before for a younger brother? The older brother would call his younger brother?
Ayini.
Older one?
Ayini.
Let's have that again. One.
Ayini is right. I in it, it's more than one.
Okay. And he uses this when talking to his younger brother. Does he ever use this in talking to a younger sister?
Yeah.
Uses that.
Mm-hmm. Same thing, yeah.
Which
mm-hmm.
means younger sibling. Youngest,
yeah.
Yeah, younger child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, brother or sister.
But that's another way of doing it, in order to know what there will be a younger brother or a younger sister. They always put what it is first, you know.
How would
just
they do that?
Just like saying pop onion. It's brother, younger brother.
A brother, younger.
Younger, yeah, yeah. Pop onion.
Brother.
And the same way with a sister, you know, I call her Thotop Ayene.
Oh, my sister, younger.
Yeah, Thotop Ayene.
And you always use it this way,
right,
the whole
mm-hmm.
phrase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we ask an issue, if somebody asks you, well, is older you new or not? I say, well, she's my Thotop Ayene. That means she's younger than. See.
And if you say just by itself, it usually means my brother.
Sister. You don't say.
Oh,
what
you don't say when it's boy or girl.
Yeah.
That's no material.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything like what they have in Taos? Usu.
No,
know what that
we
is?
Don't.
What
that means, usu.
Hmm?
What it means?
They always say that to a little brother, younger
oh.
brother.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Now, what is your word for sister?
Sister.
A word for sister, yeah.
That's Totoni.
Now, does that mean either older or younger sister?
Right.
Or does that mean older sister?
Totoni, it's older sister.
And more than one?
Totoni.
And you use this, they use this to other women,
mm-hmm.
the way you use the term for brother. Okay. Do you have a short form for sister, like you had, what was it, Pop?
Ato or something like that?
Ato, yeah. Ato. It's a sister too, you know.
It's an affectionate term,
mm-hmm.
is it like?
Ato, that's an old, talking to an older sister, Ato. And
an
to
lady
a
who you know very well or something like that.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
say that to her too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you know that you talk to a younger sister, you say Pai-o. That's a sister too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sister, yeah.
Oh.
Ato is the older one. Mm-hmm. And the younger one you have it's Pai-o.
Can you say Totoone?
Totoone, yeah, you can say a lot of things. Older sister.
That's the older.
Yeah. And I only are the younger sister.
Do you have Totoone for like little sister? Is that the
average? Well, yeah, you can always say that. Totoone.
Yeah. Little sister.
Yeah,
and
little.
The Oone always means the younger
child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How would you say that then for little sister?
Ani Oane.
How?
Ani Oane for little sister.
How about Toto Oane?
Toto Oane is the older sister.
The older sister.
Mm-hmm.
And more than one how would you use it for more than one younger sisters?
Toto Oane. It's younger sister, Ani Oane.
Yeah.
More than one. Ani Oane is one.
Yeah.
Ani Oane is more than one. Totoone, it's one. Totoone, it's more than one.
Okay. What's the word for a wife? How would you say wife?
Wife?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we say now is Antiulani. Antiulani, my old lady.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
I can't see you, Lani.
Yeah.
What's the word for a woman? Just woman. Siwene?
Siwene.
Siwene. And more than one woman would be?
Siwene. Siwene is one. Siwene. Siwene is one.
Yeah.
One.
So then the one word for wife means wife old.
Mm-hmm.
You said here you didn't have the second element identified.
Well.
What is the word for old in Picarese?
How would you say he is old?
He is old. Sorcerer. Sorcerer. He is old.
Does this, when you say Chiulane, that la part, does that mean anything by itself?
Chiulane. No, it's one word.
It's all one word.
Yeah.
Now, how would you say a female deer? A doe.
Pensiwene.
Yes, they use
it. It was the word for woman when you with
yeah.
the name of an animal.
Right. Yeah. Siwene, see. Just a dear lady.
Dear.
And the word for deer is what?
Pene.
How is that word for deer?
Pene.
Yeah, pena.
Well, that was just an error.
Okay. Now the word for husband?
Tosini. Old man. Yeah.
What is it again?
Tosini.
More than one?
Tosini.
And what is the word for a man, just a man?
Sinini.
More than one?
So many.
Mm-hmm. And now, did you say you had another form for if you were only talking about two of them at a time?
So many. So many is more than one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
MN thing.
Can this also mean husband?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all Sydney. We be husband.
Could you ever say so many for? Meaning husband, say my son and
then? Well, yeah, my husband, yeah.
How would you say my husband?
My man, that's what you say here.
Yeah.
And so,
that doesn't
really
mean husband.
No.
Mean, no, just the other one.
Yeah.
Husband. Okay. Do you have a word for grandchild? Grandchild?
Well, yes, we do. I was trying to think now. Oh, yeah. Mako'oni.
More than one?
Mako'oni.
Uh-huh. Now, this is either a boy or a girl, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Could you say my grandson or my granddaughter or not?
Because you want to make the distinction.
Well,
because you want to say I have one grandson and one granddaughter. How would you say that?
Well, you have to mention it if it's a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about
yeah.
How would you say when you have a grandson, a granddaughter? How would you say it?
You're telling somebody. You're talking to somebody, and you say, "I now have a grandchild." I have a grandchild. How do you say
that? Yeah, a mako too. And then somebody asks you, what kind of opioni? And then you have to tell them that it's a daughter. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The same way with a boy. Ochoni.
Mm-hmm.
Ochoni.
Yeah. You would tell a boy or a girl,
mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how about the grandfather? What do you call a grandfather?
Tansosene.
Tansosene. That's a father, old man.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That would be for one.
Mm-hmm. For what?
For grandfathers, two of them.
Tansosene.
Now, I want to go back just to the grandchild. A very old person might say this, if this person is very old, to younger adults, my grandchild, or would they ever say this?
No.
Now, this
is used to children, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He uses to children. Mm-hmm. He's only to children. Okay. And this word for grandfather is used to any older person as a matter of respect.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that means either mothers or fathers.
Fathers. Okay.
Do you have a greeting in Picarese that would be like Tahluli? Or something like that.
It's Taos word, Tasusi, which means old man or something like that.
Oh.
Grandfather or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything like that in particular?
No.
You just say Sos?
Mm-hmm. We just,
Tam Sose.
Tam
Sose, my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, do you remember any word in Picarese that used to mean specifically your father's mother, you know, grandmother on your father's side?
Well, I don't.
Let's see.
I'll
try to say. Do you have a word like, yes, no,
only
anything like that?
Oh, yeah, it's just like saying relatives or anything like that, you know.
What is that word?
Yasoni, the same way I've seen Kesoni, it's a relative saying.
Kesoni means a relative.
Relatives. And Yasoni is just the same way.
Uh-huh.
Same way.
Any relative.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean a woman or a man.
No.
It
don't make any difference.
Uh-huh.
Is it used much or not used much anymore?
Not Yasoni. It hasn't been used much anymore.
You know,
Kesoni is the one that.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Kesoni.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
Uh-huh.
What is the word for grandmother?
Say Tony.
More than one?
Seto ene.
And that means either grandmother, the one of your mother's grandmother,
right,
or your father's mother.
Seto
ene. Do you have any form that you'd call an older woman?
Leto
or something like that.
Leto, that's it.
Leto, yeah.
What is that?
Leto,
grandma. Leto. Yeah, okay. Do you have a word for uncle?
Yeah.
What is it?
Tonsone. Tonsone.
What does that mean?
Uncle.
Oh yes, that's the next one. But I have here this Papa Lohane, brother.
Oh, that's
that would be brother, wouldn't it?
Yep, that'd be the same as the other way.
Now how is that?
Tonsone or Papa Sosini or that means older brother.
Older brother?
It means like your father's brother or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
An uncle.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were talking about him as an old man, an older brother.
Older brother.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the regular word for uncle then?
Well, Papa Sosin, we use it now. See?
We use it
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, either uncle. What is a Tohlenin? What do you use that for?
Old. Sosin, it's old.
Yeah, but what's
Tonsone? Tonsone, it's that's no meaning of it, just only thing that you relation to. Just like saying uncle, well, you don't know, you don't got no word for it. Just
uh-huh.
just an uncle, you got no meaning.
Yeah.
See,
well,
just only thing you have to do is, that's your uncle, see.
Uh-huh.
You won't have to explain what uncle means. Right, that's it, see? Same way with Don Sonny.
Don Sonny.
Yeah, it's an uncle. Uncle. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever use this Don Sonny in talking about somebody who's like a cousin to you, the way you say in Spanish, primo?
Yeah, you can.
You say
Don Sonny. Don
Sonny,
yeah.
Sort of like primo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, primo.
Uh-huh.
Something like that,
yeah.
What it's in relation to.
And one... one is Don Sonny.
Yeah.
How's more than one?
Don Sonny.
Yeah.
Don Sonny, one. Don Sonny is more than one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something like relative, too, but it's different from the word for relative you gave us, huh? Because it has a different meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, que Sonny is a more distant person.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Collateral.
Okay.
You
don't have anything like
Tokhlov
that you call a relative?
Don't
so,
yeah, you can.
You do?
Yeah.
That's
no, I mean the short form, the diminutive is what I'm trying to get.
No?
No. Okay. Do you have a word?
Yeah, older sister at you might say your aunt.
Your aunt.
Yeah.
Your aunt.
Would you say that
word?
Would you say it for? Dr. Siulani.
Yeah.
Dr. Siulani.
And more than one?
Dr. Siulani.
Okay. Do you have a word like Imena?
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 For an ant of any kind.
Oh, you mean ant?
Yeah.
In any.
Huh?
In any.
Yes.
Yeah. Ant. In any.
Does that mean
in any. It's just one ant.
Yeah.
We're talking about ants.
Mm-hmm.
It means
animal.
Yeah.
That's the one for the insect.
Yeah, insect.
Oh.
But you don't have that for a relative.
Well,
because
it's almost the same, you know. Mimini. Mimini is relative.
They don't have that.
No.
Mm-hmm. See, in Taos, they have this word, Iamena, which means an...
Iamini, maybe.
And also a relative.
Oh.
It means either the insect or
the
other thing.
Mm-hmm.
House, yeah.
We don't have that.
Okay. What does this mimene that you started to give us?
Mimene?
Mimene, I'm sorry.
The one that
in
an ant, insect.
That's an insect.
Yeah.
Right.
Not a relative.
No.
Right. Now mimene.
Mimene.
How?
Mimene.
Mimene.
Yeah. Mimene.
What does that mean? When would you, who gets that kind of a
name? Oh, that mimene is way, might say way back, aging time. Yeah.
An ancestor alive?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A relative that goes way
yeah,
back?
Way back, yeah. Mimene, way back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how is that?
Give me, see. That means aging time, before our time.
Oh,
yeah.
That's how you talk
yeah.
about your relatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The same tribe, but our relative from way back.
Yeah, how would you say that?
Mimene. Mimene.
Uh-huh. That's a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them. Mimene is just one.
Mm-hmm.
Mimene.
Well, then how far back were you talking? Just like long time ago?
Oh, yeah, long time ago.
Now,
yeah.
Nobody within your life?
Mm-mm, no. Maybe not even our grandfather's time.
Oh,
way
back.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no, you didn't get that before. You didn't have that before, no. Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. Let's see. Do you have any word like, well, this is the Taos word, Kayona?
Mm-mm.
Kayona? No.
That you don't have that.
Do you have a word for a nephew or a niece?
Like,
eyewitness. Eyewitness is just nephew or
a cousin. Or does it just mean some
sort of relative? Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's all. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you say that, man?
Kawini.
And more than one?
Kawini.
Yeah. And that's would you say this of a nephew or niece?
Oh yes, you can say it because
so
they are
say?
Relative.
Yeah. What would you say? Do you have terms for nephew or niece?
Well,
what do you call your brother's children?
If you had a brother and he had some children, what would you call them?
Well, we call them my brother's children. Well, we call them as
brother or sister.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if you were talking about them to somebody, could you say? Would you use, well, let me put it this way. Would you use ke thone about them as relatives, or would you use awene? Which would be the better word?
I think awene is the better.
That's the better
word.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That would be for the children of your brother,
mm-hmm,
or
yeah,
your sister,
mm-hmm,
to say that they are relatives.
Right.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any way that you can designate, if you do have a stepbrother or a stepsister or a half-brother or a half-sister, the only way, if you really had to make this explicit, you would just explain the relationship, or do
yeah.
you have a word that you can add to it to mean like step or half?
No, we just have to.
Yeah, you can always talk
yeah.
about it by just
yeah,
explaining
mm-hmm.
it,
yeah,
obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have any term for
no.
these relationships.
Mm-hmm. You don't do the sort of thing, see, in Taos they can say, how's that, let's see. They can say Maku Papane, which means a stepbrother,
oh, yeah,
like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do that.
Marco Papane.
But you don't say that.
We can use them, but we don't.
You know.
No. I know what that means,
yeah.
Marco.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now let's just for fun, let's try something new. I want to give you some English terms, and you now if you had to translate them to Picarese, I know you don't have these terms in Picarese.
Mm-hmm.
What term would you use for them? Supposing you take the word cousin, what would you use for cousin?
Cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, cousin, I don't know what it could be.
You just call it relative?
Yeah, relative, that's all.
What word, which means relative, would you use then?
Well, we always said in Spanish, primo.
Yeah.
Well,
if you were translating primo into Picarese, if you wanted a real Picarese word for it, what would you say?
Awene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about nephew or niece? Same thing?
Same thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about neighbor? Would you use any of these things for neighbors too, or no?
No.
No.
Let me ask you this. If you're talking about relations, trying to figure out relations, do the Picarese people mostly talk about these in Spanish nowadays?
No.
Well, all right, suppose there was a problem like this, that somebody wanted to get married, and you wanted to know if it was all right, you know, if the priest wanted to know how closely related
mm-hmm.
they were, whether they're cousins or something like that. What terms would he use? Would he talk about terms like primo, nieto, and that kind of thing? Would he use the Spanish words, or would he use the English words now, or what?
No, mostly Picarese language, you know, like papa,
in talking among yourselves,
yeah,
you would use those
yeah,
words.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Uh-huh. and the Macawa and the Papa and all that, you know.
Yeah.
And then in close relation you have to say Anamamoyo. Yeah, close relation. Anamamoyo.
What does that mean?
They're close.
My
yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I see. Now, do you use this term for close in any other connection?
Yeah.
If you say something is close, it's not far, would you use this word?
No, you use different in close to far or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, how do you say that?
Well, if it's far, something that's far, you say who I.
Uh-huh. And how do you say it's
boo
close?
I. Only in those two words, that's all. But then if you speaking about relation, well, you say they're far related or close relation.
And how do you say that?
Gu wa anamamoyo. Bu ai anamamoyo.
See?
That's
far and near
relation.
Relation.
Yeah. But if you say just far, you say gu anana, bu anana, close.
Mm-hmm.
You're not saying relation at all.
Well, it's the same words for far or close.
Mm-hmm.
And related, then you get this related.
Yeah.
He is related to me, how would you say that?
Anamamoyo is related to me.
And how would you say
Kamoyo is meaning that we are related.
Yeah, we are related.
Yeah.
How would you say he is not related to me?
Kanamamoyo. He said we're not related.
Then I guess you gave us this one already. The word for old man is Sosene.
Sosene, yeah.
Sosene, and more than one?
Sosene.
Uh-huh. And then you get you don't have a word for that could mean something like son-in-law or somebody like or a relative by marriage, something like tiane.
Huh.
You don't have any word like that, huh? No. I see. All right, then. And you don't have any word for a daughter-in-law, something like se yene or something.
Se nene.
Or se jene or something.
No.
So you don't have any words of that kind. All right, that's okay. Then we have.
You mean to say daughter-in-law?
Daughter-in-law, yeah.
Yes, we do.
You do.
Su-ini. It's Su-ini. It's the daughter-in-law.
Su-ini.
Yeah. Daughter-in-law. Su-ini. Daughter-in-law.
More than one of them?
Su-ini.
That means a daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law, yeah.
Oh.
Also, we have it in son-in-law.
All right, how do you say that?
Ta-ani.
Ta-ani.
Yeah.
Ta-ani.
Ta-ani.
Uh-huh.
And then
one?
Ta-ani. Ta-ani.
Ta-ani.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Now the word for a boy or young man, or boy I guess this means, doesn't it? Uchane,
yeah.
How do you say that?
Uchane.
More than one?
Uchane.
Uh-huh. And do you use this only about young people?
Yes, we do. Till they reach the age of a man.
Yeah.
Manhood.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When is the time when you consider they've reached manhood? About?
About 18, maybe, something around that.
Do you have any term which means an adolescent girl or a virgin, a girl who's not married? Metals have quilina.
Oh, yeah, we do too. Quilina. Quilina. Quilina.
And what does that mean?
Just young. Young girls, yeah.
Just let's go back a minute. On that word for boy, ochone, ochone, and more than one, how do you say that?
Ochone.
What is the word? Do you have a term for little girl? Little girl.
Ope one.
Open
is one, and more than one is open or only.
And that means?
Little girls.
Yeah, what age about is that?
Oh, maybe up to maybe 6-7 years old.
What do they call after that?
Open. They never say open or only anymore.
No, that
has
the
dominion.
The first one had the dominion.
Oh, I see.
Open or only.
And when she's a little older, then you say
open or only. Open or only.
Do you have a term that means simply baby?
Open or only.
Let's have that word for baby.
Open or only. Opelone.
Do you have a term for an adolescent boy, like you have for the girl or youth? You have a quilina for a girl. What would you use for a boy?
Ochone.
Huh?
Ochone for a boy.
Ochone.
Yeah.
But an older boy than that, you don't have a term something like uchlenla.
No, it's tough. Yeah. Ochone is the same as Austin in our language.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have a term for friend?
Yes.
But it's
Puyene.
And more than one?
And I'm Puyene.
That means my friend. Again?
I'm Puyene, it's one. And I'm Puyene, it's more than one.
When you're talking to somebody, you can address him as friend. Can you say
yes?
Can you say
I'm puyane or I'm puyane or I'm puyane.